13:32, 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel Widor. Thanks to Bundy Juice, Irene Cara, Flashdance. What a feeling at 17:08. It's a top of 13 today, currently 11, cloudy with rain and light winds. And joining us now to talk some Monday motivation is Rick Mirabella from runners.com. Rick, good morning.
Motivation personified, mate. How are you?
I'm very well. I look outside and I tell you what, there's not a lot of motivation out there today. Not a lot of people doing their morning exercises, which you can understand. But this morning you wanted to talk about a bit of training.
Yeah, look, structural stuff and routine stuff. And we had Gold Coast Marathon yesterday. We've got our Victorian Melbourne Marathon coming up. There's lots of fun runs around Bundaberg and Queensland in general coming into the spring and summer. So that seems a long way away, but structuring people up is really important in this winter period. And even if you, it's not about racing, it's not about being an Olympian, it's just about having the structure. So to set yourself a plan, let's just pick a fun run in October or November and set yourself a 16-week plan that you're just going to do. Now, if you need help, obviously go online, get a coach, whatever it is, or just write your own stuff, whatever. But it's just about sticking to something and having an end goal. And then the byproducts are the vitality, the emotional, mental health benefits, the energy during the week and other stuff. So along the way, you get all these great benefits, weight loss, all that stuff. But the end goal and set yourself a tangible end goal is really bloody important there.
Yep. You mentioned there about fun run. I've never really understood how those two words can go together, because I've never known someone at the end of a marathon or of a fun run, when they say, "Hey, do you feel?" I've never heard someone say, "Oh, just absolutely fantastic." So for those, Rick, who might be interested in doing a fun run, as you say, there are some coming up in the spring and summer months, especially around here in Bundy. Someone who may have thought about it and then went, you know what, I might not do it, but now I'm going to do it. Where do they start? Where is the starting point?
Yeah, there is no such thing as a bottom point. You cannot, doesn't matter if you can't walk around the block, you can start something. So literally just building up three times a week to walk in 15, 20 minutes, that kind of stuff. Now, if you can build up your running and segments of running 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes, great. Okay, and not forcing it too much, just being consistent. So you're better off getting in 2 to 3 walk runs a week than doing one massive one and not doing anything for 10 days. So 2 to 3, 15 to 25 minutes, nothing special, but it's just that non-sexy stuff, that real continuous stuff. You'll be surprised if you don't force it and you don't try to go out like an Olympian. You'll be surprised how easy it gets within 6 to 8 weeks. But it does. It's a lot of the first 4 weeks, you're going to be very out of your comfort zone. You're going to be going, well, gee, I'm not sure how I'm going to go here. But if you just go below your threshold, so go to a pace or a distance as far as minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes of jogging that you think you can handle, and then walk for 5 or 6 minutes. Then go again, another 90 seconds, 2, 3 minutes. Just do that 3 times a week for the next 6, 8 weeks. You'll be very surprised how much easier it gets and how far and further you can run.
Do a lot of people, Rick, try and do more in a short amount of time? And what I mean by that is, oh, I'm going to walk 5Ks today, and then the consequences are exactly what you mentioned before. Oh, I'm not going to walk tomorrow or run tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they try and do too much too soon?
Yeah, definitely too much too soon. So if you're thinking about a 5K or a 10K in October, there's no rush. We've got 14, 15, 16 weeks. So the keys are to undercook it a bit. So go your 20 to 30 minutes a couple of times a week, and you can get some specific stuff if you really want to from people like myself or someone, but it's really about just cruising and making it sustainable. Sustainability over the long haul is the key. Not going out and doing, like I said, an hour, an hour and a half on a Sunday, and then you can't walk for 3 days. So it's really important that the regularity, 2 to 3 sessions a week of jog, walking, but weeks on end, stacking, just like bank interest, mate, stack for weeks on end.
Hey, we can read more, of course, on your website, which is runners.com, runnez.com. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
Absolute pleasure, mate. Have a great day.
And to you as well. Rick Mirabella there joining us with some Monday motivation. So there you go. Just small baby steps, and then eventually we'll all be part of a fun run, even a marathon. It's 13:32, 4BU.